Hello, this is James Madig speaking. You're listening to another podcast from the Blogging Secrets series. Blogging Secrets is brought to you by WPBlogSupport.com, where you can get live, unlimited WordPress support available 24/7, small jobs, tweaks, fixes, and maintenance done to your WordPress blog. Visit WPBlogSupport.com for more details. Hello and welcome. This is James Madig speaking. You're listening to some more great blogging tips. And today this is something that's, we run into a lot when people are asking for help on getting their WordPress site fixed up. And actually what the title of today's sort of session is, it's something a little bit different. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how to actually ask for WordPress support, because we get many, many, many requests here, either on the phone or through the chat or through the client portal where the tickets are. And, there's all sorts of different ways that people ask for help. And the way that you ask for help can greatly determine how quickly your site gets fixed. Now, when WordPress first came out, it was basically a rolling web log or a sequence of individual posts just displayed by date. So the most current post was at the top, the oldest post was at the bottom, and there was an excerpt or just a first part of a post like on an archive page, and you clicked on the title or the read more link and it actually went to the individual post on its own page, but it was just a rolling web log and it was really simple. It was in relative terms, it was very, very, very simple code. And today, if you look at any kind of WordPress site, it is an absolute dog's breakfast. And unfortunately, it's something that, all software kind of runs into. It's something called feature creep. More things get added, more things get requested, more things or different ways of doing or looking at the content that's being managed by the WordPress blog. There's all sorts of different things that people ask for, and it tends to get more complex. And, today we have plugins and themes and hooks and functions and all of this stuff that, for the most part, is well beyond the average user. Now, I'm not saying that WordPress is bad or that it's hard to use. I'm just saying that it can get very, very, very complex. WordPress has done a great job of keeping things relatively simple for the beginner and intermediate user, and it has a lot of flexibility for the advanced user, but it's still a piece of software that is 10 years old now that has a lot of options and can get people confused. And it can do a lot, and what often happens and what we run into is that we have all sorts of people that go, I saw this really cool site and it was able to do this. Can you add that to my WordPress site? Or can you make this show up on my WordPress site? Or can you... And they pick out little pieces that they see on someone else's site and they verbalize it, or they chat, or they send a ticket and say, can you make something like this on my site? And they give a quick verbal description of what they may have seen. And this causes problems for anyone trying to help you. And you've got to have a system for asking for WordPress help and the support you want. We've been blogging for almost 14 years now, so we've seen broken and malfunctioning blogs for a long time. We were blogging before WordPress. The customers, you get frustrated. We know that. We know that. So here's some tips on exactly, getting exactly what you want done to your WordPress site the right way the first time. Because the most frustrating thing I know is that if you're dealing with a support group or something, it's like going back and forth so many times trying to clarify what it is that you want done. So here's the first thing. Whenever you do WP blog support, what we don't want you to do to start off with is send 15 huge emails with a whole bunch of things that you want changed. the whole idea behind this is, first of all, you know, is to not put a list of to-do items of just everything that you need to have done. What you need to do is make a list of tasks in order of importance and submit only the first tasks in the sequence. So if you've got a whole bunch of goals for your site, what you need to do first is kind of put the goals out, organize them in the sequence that you think is important. You know, we're here to help you. My recommendation, of course, is to think of the marketing message and the purpose of your blog before you think of how it looks in terms of the theme. A lot of people do it reversed, where they worry about how it looks and then they try and figure out what it's supposed to do. I think that's backwards, personally. It's like you figure out with a basic theme what the function and purpose of your site is, and then dress it up after by tweaking with the theme. So, you know, we'll work with you based on what you want, obviously, but that's my personal recommendation, is function first, look second. But you've got to make a listing, your personal list, of all the stuff that you want done and put it in order of importance. That's the first thing, okay? The second thing is once you've got that first task and you're going to submit it, you know, you've got to be absolutely super specific. You know, we have a subject line and a body, but you've got to put the title in that makes sense so that we understand, but the body is where you got to put the meat in, and that meat is all about the details. So if you're trying to get something fixed, it's like you've got to let us know how it's broken and how you want it to work. So specifically, what is it that you think is broken on the site in as much detail as possible? So is it a specific page? What's the URL? Is it the fourth paragraph? Is it the widget on the right-hand sidebar that's the second widget with this title? Okay, how are you trying to do something now as a second piece? So what are you trying to do and what is it doing is the third piece. So what happens when you do it? How is it breaking? And then what were you expecting to happen? Okay? So what's broken? How are you trying to do it now? What happens when you do it? And then what were you expecting to happen? So if there's something broken, you've got to let us know those four things so that we can work quickly and efficiently with you and make sure it gets fixed the first time. Okay? Of course, we've got to be able to get in. Now, If we don't have our WP Blog Support plugin installed, which is part of the sort of the introductory session where we put a plugin that gives us access to your site, but you've got to make sure that we know what your admin URL is and the username and password and any hosting details like a cPanel login or FTP details if you want to give this to it. And of course, the URL of the blog. Some people don't include what blog they're working on. Well, you know, my blog. Well, which one is that? Which site is it? Okay? So if we don't have our plugin installed, we need all of the details. If we have our plugin installed, we're already in. Okay? Now, the other thing is a lot of times when, you know, WordPress, again, it's a piece of software, there's more than one kind of browser around. There's things like Opera, and there's, you know, Mozilla and Chrome and Internet Explorer. Some people are, you know, Internet Explorer is a great browser now. It's on version 11. We still see sometimes people trying to do stuff and they're using browsers, whether it be a Netscape or an Internet Explorer, that's 6, 7, 8 years old, and they're wondering why stuff doesn't work. WordPress is new software. You've got to let us know if you're having a problem or you're trying to do something, what version or what kind of browser you're getting the mistake on, because the mistake might be specific to the browser. So let us know what's going on, what's actually being worked on. And the best thing is that there's a lot of free tools to show us. Instead of having to describe it, show us. You can use Jing, which is a free service from Camtasia. ScreenPresso is another tool. A free tool that allows you to do screen captures or quick under 5-minute videos and send them. There's another one, a tool for creating images and holding or hosting images called I don't know how it's pronounced. It's imgur.com, and I'll include the links to it. But that's just a place to do a quick snippet or screen capture and have it up on a public site and with a link, a short link, that we can take a look at the images you're working on. Okay? So if you can, put the description in. Better yet, show us a video, add some pictures of what is going on, and let us know what you are working on in terms of what browser, what kind of machine. Is it a Mac or is it a Windows machine, or you know what kind of thing are you working on? Now, after we've got it fixed, we're going to update you in the tickets, but just make sure that you refresh your screen. And if you don't know how to refresh your browser, there's a couple tricks that, you know, if you're a Mac user or a Windows user, make sure that you understand and, you know, check your whatever computer you're using, how to refresh your browser screen without recalling the image or the page from the cache. You want to flush the caches so you're actually seeing the site that we worked on, not the one that you were looking at before. Okay? So those are the kind of the areas that I want you to think about. The better that you get at requesting information in detail, what happens is we can get stuff fixed in a single ticket. But if you aren't clear about specifically what it is that is happening now, what you want to happen, what you're expecting to happen, if you're not clear on that, and if you don't show pictures or you don't show us, we have to guess sometimes, and guessing makes for imperfect fixes. We can usually get stuff fixed very, very quickly if we know what it is that needs to be worked on. So please, be as specific as you can. Now, is this true for anything other than WordPress? Yeah, of course it is. You know, we're talking about getting your blog support done here by us, but it doesn't have to be just for WordPress. Anytime that you're asking for help for some other service, some other people, in as much detail as you possibly can, it always saves you time in the long run. And it makes sure that we're both working on the same page. Now, we've added additional tools plus a ticketing system to make sure that we're able to communicate not only with you, but also with our staff internally, to make sure that all of the resources that we have to make your blogging hassle free can be applied to your business, so you can start spending more time with your customers instead of figuring out how to fix something in WordPress. That's our job. It's your job to build your business. It's our job to take the hassles out of WordPress. Hope you enjoyed this little blurb. When you're asking about it, I've included a link to asking for WordPress support. So if you do need help, please go check it out, www.blogsupport.com, and I look forward to helping you grow your business with WordPress. Hello, this is James Madig speaking. You're listening to another podcast from the Blogging Secrets series. Blogging Secrets is brought to you by wpblogsupport.com, where you can get live, unlimited WordPress support available 24/7. Small jobs, tweaks, fixes, and maintenance done to your WordPress blog. Visit www.wpblogsupport.com for more details.